At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. You heard the big voice, man. Day two of mandatory minicamp wrapping up there at NRG Park. And with that being the case, the man of the week has been Nick Chubb, right? We were all looking to see if he would indeed get signed, what the physical would look like on Monday, day two. All right, what's it look like? And now we reach day two of minicamp, but day three of the week. And we have an opportunity to hear from the newest Texan, Nick Chubb. And before we get to the actual audio itself, there's a couple of things I want to do. First and foremost, I turn to our resident Ohio correspondent. His name is Figgy Fig.
I don't know about that, man.
Ohio, we will turn to our Ohio correspondent.
I abandoned that state, man. And yet, fairly.
Yet and still, you are Ohio correspondent. Nick Chubb, historically, has been what kind of talker?
Short. Very short. Very quick. Don't want to waste any time. He get right to the point,
compare
man.
Compare him to Derek Stingley.
I say, to me, I felt like he a little more polished when he talks.
Okay.
Because Derek Stingley, you could tell he just kind of, you know, he a little more loose.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he's very just quick to the point, man.
All right, so that is the history that we're working
on. A little boring,
of.
Too. A little boring.
Okay. Well, that's the history.
We'll be the judge of that.
And that's what I want to do here. I want to be the judge of what are we getting, not just in Nick Chubb as a football player, but what are we getting as a media player? Because, I mean, of course, like we mentioned, Neil Hunter, you know, Derek Stingley, they could be on the quieter side, they could be on the shorter side. However, we got a lot of really good answer givers on this team, and Nick Chubb, especially if depending on what his role is, he might be in a circumstance where he has more opportunities to do this. What are we expecting, or what are we looking to get out of Nick Chubb as a media answerer? So right before we hit play here, you know, we're gonna get Nick Chubb talking. What do you think is the longest answer that he gives?
Did you get it?
So you
this is all three of them?
Or? Yes, I did them all separate.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Chubb, we got Stingley, and we.
All right. But when it comes to Nick Chubb, what do you think the longest answer is for Nick Chubb?
I set the over at 34.5 seconds.
Yeah.
I think I'll take the over.
You're gonna take the over?
Question mark.
I mean, I want to take the over because you took it. I'm gonna go easy. I'm gonna go under here.
All right.
Gonna put it around. I'm going to say that his longest answer is like 25 seconds.
Yeah. Originally, I took the over, which I kind of screwed up on because his longest answer was 22 seconds.
22? Okay. Very good. All right.
And I'm like, nah, man, I'm trying to get too cute. So, I thought he might have had a little longer answer since he in the new place and all that.
That's right. All right. So with all that being said, knowing that you're not going to waste a lot of time here, here is the newest Houston Texan, Nick Chubb, talking after practice today.
Primary factors coming to Houston. What were a couple of things that really made you want to come here and just pick it up the rest of your career and come here and just add to this?
I guess the biggest thing is knowing what this team is about from afar. I've always been a fan of Coach D'Amico, and I know some guys on the team. I know Joe Mixon. I know what he's about, and I watched him from afar on the other sideline plenty of years, and I know how he runs the ball and about a great group of people.
Rick, what do you say about some of
I feel good.
Nick, what do you say about some of the concerns that people may have about the way that your season ended in 2023 and then how we ended in 2024 with the injuries?
I would say that's all behind me. And, you know, injuries happen. And with what I did, it takes about 2 years to really get back. And so I'm over the hump. I'm back home. I was back home all off-season training where I trained, you know, every year since I was in high school. And I was able to get a full year in of doing the things that I do best. And so now I'm feeling good as I have been in a long time.
Your workouts are pretty legendary. Can you share what your squat number is right now?
I don't have a number. I don't have a number.
From an emotional standpoint, I know Miles and a lot of the Browns had some good things to say about you. Have you really been able to take all that in, or is it just kind of moving fast?
It happened really fast. You know, I was at home Saturday. I got the call, and I was on the flight the next day. So I haven't been able to process everything. I've talked to a couple guys, former teammates, but I haven't really had the time to really sit down and digest everything. But, you know, I'm happy to be here.
How do you think you and Joe complement each other? Staff?
I think we're great together. You know, he's a bigger guy, you know, tall, explosive. He runs super hard, and I do the same thing. So I think it'll be, you know, us kind of doing that back-to-back and against other defenses, yeah.
Nick, you got to watch him a little bit because of Ohio State in the last 2 years here. What do you think of CJ Stroud as well as a basketball?
Yeah, I know he's a ball player. You know, I went to Georgia, so in that game when they played OSU versus Georgia, I was afraid, you know, because he was torching them. And yeah, he's a great player. I was on the Browns 2 years ago in a playoff game. We came here and torched us again. So I see what he's about. He's a great leader. I met him, came up to me, talked, exchanged numbers. Anything I needed, he told me to let him know. So he's a great leader, too.
Nick, you talked about the process, the transition. Have you been able to see what the Browns fans have been posting on social media? And if so, if you have seen it, what do you think about all that?
Yeah, of course I've seen it. I mean, we have a long history there. You know, I came in as a freshman. I gave it my all for that team and for that city. And the fans appreciated me more than anything. And I appreciated them, too. And it was a blessing to be drafted there. And that's a place, I mean, that's still a part of me no matter what. You know, I'll never forget my time there. And it was a blessing. But, you know, I look forward to doing all of that here now.
Nick, have you had any close conversations? What do you think about him going into
the? We talked a little bit. You know, I can tell he's a very smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He knows his stuff. And yeah, we talked about the run schemes, things like that, what his plans are. I mean, I'm impressed, I'm happy, and I'm excited.
Have you gotten a chance to look at what the defensive side of the ball is and how excited are you about, you know, just going up against them in training camp and what they're going to be able to do this year?
Yeah, I've been playing a while, so I know a bunch of those guys over there, played against them, and I'm excited about it. Big guys up front, smart, fast, young DBs, and a great, great linebacker. So, I mean, I'm excited. I don't know. I'm sure I'll address that at some point. You know, I'm not ready to do it now, but yeah, it'd be a great message. Sorry, say it again.
Can you talk about the adjustments you have to make with a new offensive line, basically? What do you have to do, how your reads and trying to coordinate with getting there?
For the most part, it's all the same. You know, running the ball, the same thing I've done in Cleveland, same blocking scheme, it's the same play. So it's been fine from that adjustment.
Kind of said, hey, I'm back to my old self, and you kind of knew. If so, what was it?
Probably while I was at home during my off-season training. I had all my numbers that I usually do in off-season, so speed and weights and things like that. So,
what is your first impression of D'Amico Ryans, and what does it say that this organization wanted you so bad?
Yeah, I mean, he's a young coach, a lot of energy, a lot of intensity. He's young, fresh, he wants to win, and you know, I was questioning why they wanted me, and then I came here and I saw a bunch of guys who like to work and not talk, and I realized that I'm a perfect fit. So I realized why they wanted me here, and I'm excited about it.
What kind of tandem do you feel like that could be, and do you know him well from the North days, all that sort of thing?
I know him. I think we're in the same class. I come out of high school. He should have came to Georgia, by the way, and he went to Cincinnati, and so I played against him twice a year, and I was always afraid that he would take over the game with his ability. You know, he runs super hard, and so I think both of us having those same intangibles would be tough for a defense to stop.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, so that's Nick Chubb, newest Houston Texan, and I mean, he was relatively quick on those answers, but
there was some stuff there.
I don't think that he was like unreasonably short with those answers, which I appreciate. And there's definitely some stuff to dig into there.
Let's go 18 weeks with this.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the difference.
No, we super excited right now because that's the first time we heard them talk, but let's go 18 weeks.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So, yeah, you're saying
for 7-8 years.
This is not actually indicative. All right. That's our Ohio correspondent, Figgy Fig, letting us know that this is not indicative of what it'll always be. But I was happy hearing from Nick Chubb right off the jump. Like, for you, the thing that you wanted to start with, because there's a couple of things that I kind of noted.
Well, it just sounded like a guy that knows he's the two in the 1-2 punch. I feel like, you know, he especially when he said not just, you know, how he and Mixon, you know, I do the same thing. It'll be us doing it back to back, he said. That not just that, because that is something that I think illustrates that he's the number two, but also the way he was talking about once he got here, it's like he had his own little light bulb moment of why they wanted him, and so I think we're looking at Mixon and Chubb, who by the way also said he hit all his numbers from before the injury, speed and weight.
Yeah, I knew that you would catch that one. I also saw that, and I was like, oh, that, I find that to be interesting. Although he did say, like, because there was an ask when it came to the squats, what he is up to squatting now.
Brag.
And he, like, yes, that is absolutely. He's like, I am too humble to give you this big ass number of the weight that I squat. I do not want to do
he
this.
Came
to
there
you,
to work,
human.
Yeah,
right. He's like, I'm not here to brag. I'm here to run. Mm-hmm. Here to run this football. And to that end, I do want to talk about kind of the scheme things that he seemed to kind of be putting out there, but did you catch that he said that he got the call on Saturday?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That got my brain churning. I don't know if that did for you as well. Like, what do you think was the impetus from the Texan side to be like, hey, on Saturday, we need to make this happen with Nick Chubb? Because it's not like Nick Chubb ain't been out there.
No, I think they've probably been talking since well before Saturday, but pulling the trigger is what you're talking about.
Well, I mean, he said he got the call and got up.
Well, the player doesn't always get the call until it happens.
For sure.
But so I'm guessing that there were discussions well before that, or at least before that. But what it does tell me is the fact that it was Saturday, that was after OTAs.
Exactly.
Was after OTAs.
Exactly.
And you're looking at, Woody Marks, you're looking at Damian Pierce, to what degree, and some of these other running backs. And we speculated on this. Maybe they're like, yeah, we need another guy.
Well, and that's where I would probably lean to when it comes to trying to understand the timing of this and why they made this move. Does that then say that maybe the Texans have shifted in some ways their feelings about Damian Pierce in particular? Woody Marks, I don't know how much that would say, just because he's a rookie, right? You drafted him and you understand that, like, rookies have whatever time that's necessary for them to come along and for them to be useful. Some of them drop in and you're like, all right, well, this is tenable immediately. And some of them, you're like, all right, well, we need to work them to a place. You're drafting on, the profile of the player and what you imagine they will be, not necessarily what they are in this immediate.
Mm-hmm.
The Damian Pierce thing, though, does feel like, hey, that probably does speak to, as you mentioned, him feeling like he's number two, but then also the idea of we might be gearing up to see the end of Damian Pierce's Houston Texans.
I think the writing is on the wall. It's not personal, Damian. I'm sure the Texans will tell him the same thing.
Especially with the idea that, like, the thing that feels like it has kept Damian Pierce around to this point is over the kind of loud cries from a lot of people on the outside saying, it doesn't look like he still got it or what have you, has been a seeming affinity and belief from the Texans organization. Mm-hmm. So from the Texans to actually be the ones to maybe see what OTA looked like and be like, all right, well, let's go this other way.
I agree.
That was interesting. He was kind of somebody asked about the defense. He did call the linebacker. He said great, great linebackers over there, which I was like, oh, I find that to be intriguing from his perspective. But he did say that, when it came to, like, the system or what have you, that he's really impressed with Nick Caley, excited, all those things. But he said it'll be the same thing that I did in Cleveland.
It's all basically the same, I think is what he said.
It was in essence.
Yeah.
Do you think that goes as far as, like, kind of the pin and pull type stuff that was being done?
Maybe. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying no to that because he literally said it's basically the same. But I think a lot of it for me is, much like Joe Mixon, he's a guy that says, give me the ball.
I can do all of it.
Give me the ball.
Don't even matter.
Just give me the ball and I'll make stuff happen.
He said, yeah. if it involves holding the football and running,
yeah.
I am qualified.
I got this.
Yeah.
Oh, that hole? Fine. That hole? Fine.
Just no hole? Got it. I'll run through them. It's cool.
Yeah.
From the 713, do you view it at all as a red flag as far as mixing goes?
No, I don't think so.
Like not the Saturday or what happened. Because, I mean, he is the one that you're dealing with a level of injury on.
No, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But he also said back-to-back. That was the one that was like, all right, you know, he's either been told or he feels or somehow some combination of the two. It's Joe Mixon and it's Nick Chubb.
Yeah, he said he's not about working. He seems like he's a be about it type dude.
Yeah.
Is the kind of feeling that Nick Chubb seemed to bring to the table, and it seems like he's ready to be about it. Indeed, that was Nick Chubb, newest running back for the Houston Texans.
By the way, real quick, Stingling longest answer was 17 seconds.
Ooh.
Daniil's longest answer was 22.
Oh,
not a baby,
or actually 18. My bad.
Well,
18,
that changes it significantly.
18. Stingley, the whole presser, I think it was like 2 minutes.
There you go. Nick Chubb.
Not long at all.
Nick Chubb, a real talker, apparently. Real talker, Nick Chubb, here with your Houston Texans.
He Nick Casario with the answers compared to the other team, man.
All right, very good. All right, that's Nick Chubb right here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about the time where we do our lunchtime confessions brought to you by the Men's Clinic. We will do those next.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, this first confession is a very important one.
It
deals directly with you and Figgy.
Okay.
I've gone ahead and decided to fix you guys.
Wait, what you saying is wrong?
No. Well, I'm not saying anything is necessarily.
I don't know. When you say you got to fix something, I think that's an implication that something's broken.
Well, improve you guys.
Okay, all right.
I decided it's time to improve you guys.
So, Figgy, we not perfect, apparently.
So I'm holding in my hand, and I gave you each a cup.
That's a mason jar.
Yeah, it's a mason jar.
That's some corn liquor.
It sat
outside.
Got
some moonshine.
This, along with several crystals, sat outside on my front porch all night long because it was a strawberry moon.
Oh, who?
This is moon water.
You know they don't put strawberries in the water. You know that, right?
No.
Okay. I mean, you called it a strawberry moon. I just want to make sure that that's not how that strawberry flavor gets in the water. I just want you to know that.
No, it's not. It doesn't have strawberry flavor. It was a strawberry moon, like the big harvest.
I mean,
moon.
I know it doesn't because that's not how strawberries
exactly. So the strawberry moon, last night and tonight, by the way, if you're interested, it looks gorgeous, if nothing else, is the closest the moon has been to us in 19 years, nearly 20 years.
Okay.
Mm.
And my wife, who I've mentioned in the past, is something of a hippie. Not something. She's a hippie.
Okay. I think I figured that out by the crystals.
On all the full moons, puts out crystals and water in these mason jars. So this water that I gave you has been sitting at, it's moon water. It's been, don't drink it yet.
Oh, buddy, that was not my first in thought. Let me tell you that for sure. My first thought was not.
Take it to the head.
Yeah.
It sat out on our front porch all night long.
Closed and closed.
Moon water is supposed to offer, I clipped and pasted it, energy revitalization, enhanced skin glow, potentially help with menstrual cycles. You're exempt from that.
Exempt.
And some believe it can promote emotional healing and stress reduction. Every time there's a full moon, my wife puts out mason jars with water and her crystals.
And again, the question I have, was there a lid on this?
Yes, you saw it. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, look, I see it now. I don't mean inherently that the jar was not sitting outside with the lid off.
So I'm asking guys to take a big swig of the moon water. And over the next, couple of hours or day, I want you to tell me how much it's improved your emotional healing and stress reduction.
Watch, I'm going to be out tomorrow with a stomach ache.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, Figgy. Thoughts?
I'm supposed to have thoughts on water? Wait, hold on.
I can taste that moon. That's some moonshine. Well, call it moonshine.
In a sense.
I mean, if I really think about it, maybe it's some strawberry in there. I'm just trying to trick myself. Shout out to Rob Torres on the YouTube page with the perfect answer. WPS. That is the sheer definition of WPS.
No, it's hippie stuff. Dude.
So the moon doesn't do it by itself. It's got to go into water, which then you drink.
No, and the moon can give you.
So if I was just outside or if I was under the moonlight.
You feel a little emotional healing and stress reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So do you ever feel stressed? Well, everybody feels stressed. Have you felt stressed lately by any reason? I want you to see if the moon water I just gave you helped reduce
stress. I feel like a better man right now.
There you go. It works. I sense
my
that
skin kind of glowing.
I do feel like a better man, but that's because I'm keeping myself from saying the things that my brain is thinking right now. That's why I feel like a better man. It's
you
called self control is what's happening.
Look
right
at
now.
The skin glow
look
right
at
now,
your skin
man.
Is revitalized
instantly.
No, here's the thing. I've been dealing with this for decades.
You said the reason why you sound so convinced is because you have to. Otherwise, there's problems on the homestead.
Do you believe in moon water? A lot of people do.
No,
yeah, I don't.
I'm gonna be honest. Nah. I do not like. And this is the thing. Far be it from me to to harsh your good time. If you do believe in it, more power to you. Whatever makes you the best person and best version of yourself. Don't get out here trying to tell me. One thing I love is you were telling us about your moon water situation, mm-hmm. and both myself and Figgy, in very quick succession, sent images that had us looking at you like you was crazy because we both felt. That same way in that moment. Moon water. All right.
You're gonna be at home and you're gonna be like, dang, I'm kind of feeling revitalized.
I'm gonna tell you, here's the thing though. Even if I do feel revitalized, it's gonna be very hard for you to convince me that it was the water that you left in the mason jar outside that did it.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be hard.
It was some pretty good water, though.
It was good water.
It is pretty crisp. It's pretty crisp, which does not make me think about the moon. It makes me think, hey, man, what reservoir? What?
Yeah.
Who services your water? Because it feels like they got good water. Yeah,
it's the moon.
It was some damn good water.
Y'all are getting it.
It is not the moon. It is the tap. That is it. Do y'all filter your house?
Yes.
Okay, see, that's the problem is Lopez got money. It's the filter that's doing it. It's the good filter.
It was Fiji water.
Oh, wait a minute. This was not the filtered water. We have like a pitcher with the filter, but I got it out of the tap. So there. Yeah.
What kind of BS is Lopez talking about? I'm trying to figure that out myself in this moment. I'm gonna be
y'all gonna honest. See chickens 10 feet tall.
Oh yeah, you did say she was hippie. She ain't put nothing else in here.
She put some mushrooms
she
in there.
She ain't put nothing else in here, huh?
Some LSD.
Yeah.
I gotta admit, Shams Charania tweeted yesterday that the Knicks requested permission to speak to Minnesota Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch, as well as Houston Rockets head coach Ime Udoka for their head coaching job. Mm-hmm. They were denied on both fronts, but the Knicks might request permission for other current head coaches too. And I'm going to be completely honest. I kind of respect it. I kind of respect the hustle for the Knicks are like, well, if we want a coach that we know can coach, why not look at the coaches that are doing it right now?
Let's
hey, man.
Ask everybody.
Because the worst thing they're going to tell us is no. We're going to be in the same place. Like, you got to the party late anyways, right? Mm-hmm. The teams that are trying to fill coaching positions, they're largely already done that. Like, the guys that are out here are the guys that are out here for the most part. And, you know, we can get around to Taylor Jenkins later. We can get around to Michael Malone later if we still feel that way.
Yeah.
What's Ime up to? Hey, big
Sorry,
head.
No.
Hey, big head Chris Finch, what you up to?
Yeah. They pretty much going around saying, hey, I know you married, but come be with me.
No, this is it. You married? I know you married, but happily?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You like, ain't happy. Come be with a real team right here.
In the words of a modern day philosopher, cheat on your man girl, that's how you get a his ed, right? You know what I mean? Like, this is you know what I mean? Like, we can up your life. You ain't never wanted to live in New York, big dog? You sure Minneapolis is where you want to be?
Yeah.
You sure?
I know you happy. I know you was just in the playoffs, but you don't want to be with him.
I mean, look, you coach Rudy Gobert right now. You sure? And Edwards, I don't know. Is he progressing the way that you really want to?
Look, I respect the don't ask, don't get, because I've always believed that. But at the same time, how do you start a coaching search and ask these without knowing in advance? Without
deeply unserious.
Yes, at least, you know, throwing out some feelers, you know?
Well, at least they asked instead of cheating, like straight up cheating.
Yeah.
They're just going up there behind the backs and doing this. But yeah, I do find that. I have a level of respect. Should I? Probably not. Because again, the way the Figgy put it, I'm out here rooting for home wrecker. Mm-hmm. But it is kind of funny to me that they're like, hey, what you up to?
Real quick, Figgy, for your confession, one of our great listeners, Ross, says, I have a hippie friend who told me all about this nonsense, and I'll be damned if I didn't try it within weeks and found my next wife. So there you go, moonwater.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I got to confess, man. I'm thinking about bailing out of this show, man. So I
wait, why?
Yeah, not this show.
Yeah, I was like, hey, hold on, brother.
This TV show that I'm watching.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So I've been watching this show called Godfather of Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, this is pretty much about a story about Bumpy Johnson, who was a famous drug dealer back in the day and all this other stuff. So it's not a documentary, it's an actual TV show.
Okay.
So, you know, in those type of TV shows, they fix a lot of things. And a lot of stuff in there isn't true. But, man, some of this stuff in this show is kind of ridiculous a little bit because I'm like, man, I'm used to the documentaries on this type of... I done seen some documentaries on Bumpy Johnson and Frank Lucas and stuff like that. But I'm not sure if it's my fault for setting this up, thinking this about to be so accurate, because, man, they got some foolish stuff going on, man. Like, I'm like, is this stuff real? It had me looking up in real time. Like, did this really happen with Frank Lucas and Bumpy Johnson really beefing like this and all these different mob families going on? And I'm like, wait, is this real? So I'm watching this show in real time, and it's just ridiculous. They had, I want to say they had Malcolm X in there. Just looked like he never even left Harlem. Looked like he just running the streets with a
Detroit Red still, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, man, like, this ain't accurate. And like I said, I feel like I should have just stuck with the documentary and call it a day. Because these TV shows, they have to fix stuff like this so it could be a TV show, because otherwise it might be a little boring.
Yeah, I mean, they play it for entertainment value. Like, they take their poetic license or what have you and just, you know, do what they want with it. That's why I have always personally been an advocate for, I don't like biopics, and I don't like, you know, I prefer to watch a documentary. I prefer to get that perspective. Even, like, you know, some people enjoy the biopics, that you know, it's a more entertaining way into learning this, but it's exactly what you're talking about. There are things that can be changed or what have you for various different reasons in order to suit story and I think that can lead to some people kind of misunderstanding what's happening with the source material.
I think I have a big issue with it because I kind of know the story. I've seen the documentaries before.
Yeah.
So I'm like, this don't even make sense. And then I think the key is why I don't want to, I pretty much going to bail out of it. Man, they have Fat Joe, the rapper Fat Joe, make an appearance in this show.
Look like as himself?
Damn near. Like, the brother didn't even look like he was in the 60s.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm just like, man. Like,
he was wearing rock aware.
It looked like he just came from a Knicks game, man. Yeah. Like, dog, what is he doing? Like, why did they put him in this? It just ruined the show.
It sounds
for
like
me,
they
man.
Just didn't produce it well.
Well, they might have.
It's a really good show. You got Forrest Whitaker in there. It's a really good show.
It feels like more than anything is just you're going to have a hard time suspending disbelief as you need to with any work of fiction, because you know too much about the way that it actually happened.
Because the way they set the story up with Frank Lucas, they set it up like he was just this guy that was trying to scam him, and he was going against them and trying to kill him and all his other stuff.
Yeah.
But the real story is, or allegedly, Frank Lucas started as his driver. So I'm just like, that's not how it's starting.
Right, they're changing it.
Yeah, so I'm just like, wait, is this real?
Yeah.
So I'm like, man, maybe it's time to bail out of the show. Plus, I don't want to see no Fat Joe in the show doing nothing.
That is the person. You see him go on screen, we got to cut this off. Everything's got to change.
Yeah, it's tainted.
And by the way, there is nothing wrong with bailing on shows that you were...
I have a hard time bailing on shows, but I think I might have to bail on this.
I don't think people typically are good with that. The thing that I think people have a real hard time with is bailing on books, because they like...
You committed...
Yeah, you're like, I got to read this. Yeah. I'm like, no, you don't.
Hours.
You're good.
Yeah.
Bail out. No. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Those are our lunchtime confessions, where I think I just advocated in a roundabout way for extramarital affairs. I think I did that on accident. I hope that's not the takeaway that anybody had. But again, appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday. Coming up next, where do the Astros rate in the imaginations of current baseball players? The Athletic put together an anonymous survey of baseball players. How are the Astros viewed? Let's talk about that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 from the 979 on the text line. Reggie, that moon water's fixing to give you diarrhea and your future first ex-wife. No stress. I can't believe that you had us drinking water you left outside, bro.
Yeah, and you loved it.
Who said all that?
You said it.
I said it was crisp. I don't know that I loved it. You don't know what kind of water I like. Yeah. All right, how about this? Where do the Astros rate in the imaginations of current baseball players? That is the question that I'm asking right now because The Athletic put together a anonymous survey, as they like to do. I'm very fond of whenever they do this in any facet, any iteration, because it's always interesting to get the players and mm-hmm. executives, like the people on the ground, their perspective on various things in the league. And they're very multifaceted with this particular poll or what have you. But I wanted to start just with, you know, very much the biggest stars portion of this, mm-hmm. like the guys that are, you know, respected amongst each other. I feel like that ended up becoming a thing with the Athletics version of this in the NBA, where, you know, who is the most overrated player yielded right. the most prominent answer of Tyrese Haliburton. And he has rode that all the way to an NBA finals at this point, mm-hmm. trying to prove them wrong. And with that regard, people were asked, which player do you most like to watch play? And I guess I will ask, I don't know, did you end up looking at this?
I didn't, because I want to. This is one of those where we talk before the show, and I'm like, I want to get that gut reaction.
That visceral reaction. All right. So who do you think is the baseball player that other baseball players enjoy the most right now?
I'm going to say Shohei.
By a landslide.
Yeah, I was going to say Shohei.
By
too.
A landslide. 29 players of the 130 poll.
I almost said Ellie.
Ellie De La Cruz, he shows up here. He has the fourth most votes with 9. So it's Shohei. Bobby Witt Jr.
Yeah.
Again, this pointing to the ways in which Bobby Witt has garnered a lot of respect, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. and how that all-star position at shortstop is going to be a little dicey for Peña, even as he delivers fantastic numbers. Bobby Witt second with 14 votes. Ronald Acuña Jr. still getting love at 10, even though his Braves this year, not that great. No Astros show up in this space except when you get down to, and again, I mentioned 130 respondents here. Jose Altuve got a single vote here. And I'm like, do you have any, does this at all tell you anything? Because for me, I was like, there's someone in the league that's like, no, I really enjoy watching Jose Altuve. Is it possible at all that one of the responses was like a player on the Astros who might have been polled who said Jose, or do you think that this is more somewhere around the league? Someone's like, no, I really appreciate the way that kid plays.
It points to that, but my first visceral reaction as I wanted to have here is should be more than that. I think baseball players would, in a normal circumstance, love watching a guy like Jose Altuve. You know, smaller guy, can do a little bit of everything at the plate. What a great
the clutch moments.
Yeah, I was going to say, what a great, you know, clutch player he is. That seems like, first of all, yes, it could be a teammate, but to answer your question. But secondly, I kind of expected more.
I was kind of thinking that, but I also was wondering, are the Astros going to be regarded at all? Because, I mean, the players in the league did not take kindly to 2017,
well,
and
he
remains
where I'm going with it.
One of the dudes, you know, that I imagine is still going to be associated with that, and obviously it's not going to leave for him. But the idea that there was someone out there that was like, no, I'm putting this up here. No, mm-hmm. Jose Altuve, still very much enjoyable for me to watch play. I thought that was interesting. All right, maybe more so. What hitter would you least want to pitch against in Game 7 of the World Series?
Not Aaron Judge.
That is fair. That is a fair way of looking at it. Considering
you said pitch to?
Yeah, that you would least want to pitch to. I think Altuve would be up there. I'm trying to think if he would be my number one answer. I'm going to say Yordan.
Yordan's up here. He's not number one in, mm-hmm. in the league. Number one in all of majors, Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
10 votes there. Yeah. Again, Shohei Ohtani pops up again with 9 votes. But then Aaron Judge gets 6 here, which mm-hmm. I find interesting. I guess players still have a level of respect for who he is in the regular season, even though he had such an abysmal postseason last year.
You've seen his latest numbers. They're unreal.
Yes.
Like unreal. Aaron Judge right now, but
and this is of 60 respondents, obviously pitchers, right? So Juan Soto getting a sixth of the vote here, Shohei Ohtani damn near that. Of the 64 respondents, there were 4 guys that got 4 votes, and Yordan Alvarez is still one of those guys.
Okay,
so Yordan still commands that level of respect mm-hmm. to some degree, even as he's had a rough season, because people still anticipate when that moment gets bright, mm-hmm. he is going to be huge, and I think that is ultimately the reason why you're still in this place where you're like, all you can do is hope that he returns healthy, because he still is that guy, especially if you're able, as you're winning the AL West right now, or leading rather, you get to the postseason and you still anticipate that he shows up.
Yeah, I mean, and not only anticipated, he has time and again in the postseason, you know, Mariners and Phillies and everything else.
Yeah, and so this is someone specifically that gave him a vote that said, quote, "That guy owns me. He's my nemesis."
Okay.
Like, so there's someone who viscerally, like, Yordan Alvarez has given them, like, goosebumps.
Who's the pitcher that he's just destroyed?
Ooh, I gotta do my
legwork.
Is this
somebody
on that
in the division?
I mean, I don't know. It does not tell us who specifically.
My guess
it is.
Would be yes.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
But I'll have to find that split. Yeah. Like, actually, that's a great point. Like, somebody is like, nah, that dude in particular, yeah, he gets after me, so I would very much not want to see him. Again, Jose Altuve gets one vote there.
Yeah.
With his particular clutch.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. But then the organization as a whole is where I find it interesting. Because, mm-hmm, again, individual players, I think players can look at them in a particular way. The organization for the Astros, I was very intrigued to see where they rate, especially because as a team, mm-hmm, for the organization, like, they might need some of this. I mean, of course, it depends on whether Jim Crane is actually willing to spend to a high degree. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about the possibility of, like, free agency and stuff, like, that might be the way that you acquire some talent, yeah, depending on how this roster is built going forward. Which manager, aside from your own, would you most want to play for? Who do you think gets the highest votes? And then secondarily, because I don't think that you would immediately throw out Joe Espada at the top of this.
Oh, no.
Do you think Joe Espada rates at
all
here?
I don't think he gets a vote. But don't tell me yet. The manager I would most want to play for, you know, who is it? Who would you say? I feel like there's an obvious answer that I can't place, that I'm not putting up there.
Oh, it's not going to make anybody that are Astros fans happy. It is a rival.
Dave Roberts?
Not Dave Roberts.
Bochy?
Bruce Bochy. 20 votes out of 121 respondents.
I mean, trying to think of an old school coach like Francona. And
Francona also pops up as the Reds manager. That's 1-2. Steven Vogt is 3.
Really?
Craig Counsell got some votes up here, mm-hmm, as well. Dave Roberts came in with 7. Alex Cora, interestingly enough, mm-hmm, got 6 votes here. Obviously,
I thought Roberts would be higher. You know, even though he's had his postseason shortcomings, he's also had some very good seasons consistently and seems to be very well liked.
I think those postseason shortcomings show, especially because it's not just postseason shortcomings. There's particular
crashes,
instances that you could point to where you go, not just did you come up short, it feels like that dude did not make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Is Aaron Boone on there?
Aaron Boone is on here with 5 votes. And AJ Hinch pops up there as well, along with Ron Washington. I was surprised Kevin Cash got a few votes, especially because mm-hmm, he seems like one of those dudes that, mm-hmm, you know, you look at and you go, maybe, maybe not. But you're right. Joe Espada, no votes on here. Mm-hmm. I mean, even Dusty Baker has 2 votes.
He's a vice on president.
Here, where Espada has no votes.
I was going to bring him up, but I'm like, oh, he ain't coaching.
Yeah, well, damn, they want to.
Do you make anything of that? Like, your former manager in Dusty Baker still gets more
votes
than
Joe Espada. Yes, you make something of that.
2 of them.
Yeah.
Two of your former managers.
You got to make something of that. Bochy makes sense, though. Yeah, Bochy makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, and then on the other side, to be fair, though, this is one of those, I don't think of you at all, because when it comes to managers you would not want to play for, Espada also doesn't pop up here. So it's not like people view him inherently poorly.
Yeah.
There's just not really, like, a vote of confidence.
Maybe it's
there.
Still early.
Who's number one?
Who's number one on guys that you wouldn't want to vote for, mm-hmm, or play for? It is a tie between Bud Black and Ollie Marmol.
Okay.
So, yeah, mm-hmm, I mean, to be fair, I don't think anybody would want to play for the Rockies right now, all the way around that. So there you go. But this is where I think you come down to the final part of that. And somebody said, not sure if we're both Latinos, but if it's because they're both Latinos, but Cora would be their favorite manager.
Mm.
Interestingly enough. But here we go. Which organizations have good reputations amongst players versus bad reputations? There are some organizations that did have votes for bad reputations amongst players.
The usual suspects, I would suspect. Dodgers,
uh-huh,
Yankees.
Correct. You're on with both of those, the highest good reputation votes.
Yeah, Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox, Phillies.
Red Sox is a little bit further down. Phillies, a little bit further down from there as well. 125 people responded. Dodgers have 82% of the, mm-hmm, or 82 of the votes. Yankees, 40. Red Sox had 15. Your Astros had 11 votes,
mm-hmm,
higher than the Phillies, higher than the Rays, higher than the Giants, but not higher than the Rangers, unfortunately,
mm-hmm,
who had 14 votes. But that's actually still a place where I was intrigued, because they got two votes on the bad response, but that's not that many compared to, you know, the likes of the Athletics and the White Sox and the Rockies, which of course it shouldn't be because you're not that type of team. Yeah. But I found it interesting that, like, there's some people that are like, no, it's still good feels towards the Houston Astros. Not to the same degree as, like, the Yankees, but that's understandable. But, I mean, in a similar space as the Rangers and Rays, how does that hit you? Because, again, I know that I wouldn't want to be amongst the Rangers and Rays. I know that they handle their business a certain way, and I don't think that they're bad organizations. But the Astros are a really good organization with that particular, at least, blemish that's viewed around the league that I thought would have hurt them a lot more than it seems like it did.
I think a lot of that has to do with the Astros will pay you if you deserve it. They don't give the long contracts, but Jim Crane has gone out and paid guys. Now, guys have left because of money, but yeah. That's the terms of the contract. That's not, you know, getting, like, they brought in Verlander, they brought in Grinke, they brought in, you know, you can go back as far as you want. They will make the moves to bring in, you know, particular players.
Yeah, so, like, they'll try and compete, but on the other side, they're probably not going to...
Nothing more than 6 years.
Yeah, they're not going to give you the big deal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of a so-so of perspective from players about the Astros, at least when it comes to as an organization, right? They don't love, but they don't hate Joe Espada as an organization. They're like, it's pretty good. Like, it's amongst the Rays and the Rangers of the world, which I wouldn't say necessarily are organizations that the players love. So it's just kind of so-so. Is that a good, is that a bad thing to you, especially with the amount of success that this team has had?
I think it's about accurate. And I would say, you know, mostly good, because they have a bad reputation that goes back to 2017, just in general among players as we started this segment, you know?
Yeah. So I found that to be intriguing that, like, they're not quite hated in a way that you could maybe make the case, but also it feels like with the level of success that they've had, although it is fair to then wonder how much do players think of the injury management type things, how much players think of, as we mentioned, the way that, you know, talented players have had to walk out of the building to get what they have deemed worthwhile and what the market has deemed worthwhile for them. But ultimately, they're in this kind of nebulous middle place where it's like, they're fine as an organization.
But they're also very, very efficient and consistent.
They are efficient and consistent.
That is a draw.
Yeah. So I don't know ultimately if that means, like, they'll be able to work in free agency if they so chose. But also, that's a question of how much do they typically choose to work in free agency outside of, like, first baseman, which... Anyways, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we haven't talked about this as much, but the Texans have worked out a couple of cornerbacks. Does this indicate what they're looking at to probably try and replace the cornerback depth? Or if not, where would you like to see them replace their cornerback depth? Let's talk about that next.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.